another great day on the Good Day program, or maybe we should change the name of the program to the Great Day program. How many people are in favor of that? Raise your hands, please. Jennifer, what do you say?
I like it. It's better than good. Great is better than good.
Great is better than good. Yeah, Kenny, what do you say? Ken Kessler is here with Jennifer and Doug. What do you say?
Yeah, I like great.
Yeah, me too. So the Great Day. But I've been saying Good Day for so many years, it'll take some training for me to get to the Great Day side.
How about awesome?
Awesome day. You think that works? It's too hard, though. It's too. That's two syllables instead of one.
Pretty some high expectations, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Michael. And keep your place. 888-302. We're with workers like you. We can achieve greatness.
Awesomeness.
Pretty good, huh? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. Or the way the passwords to get into social media pretty easy. It's our focus is Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. The continuing conversation about the Malaysian jet and the pilots and the plane, yada, yada. I thought it was interesting. Yesterday, authorities revealed that the last recorded word spoken by the pilot of this plane, giving no indication whatsoever that anything was wrong. Matter of fact, in the recording, an air traffic controller told the pilot, quote, "We have to hand you over to Ho Chi Minh City," which is the air traffic control on ground in Vietnam. Pilot responded, "All right, good night." Shortly after that exchange, the plane disappeared from radar. No idea. Nobody has any idea what really happened to the jetliner. There are all kinds of sort of interesting things that are coming from people, the things that radio hosts are making fun of, Jennifer, when people call and talk about UFOs. Yeah, you sound, you know what? Anybody who makes fun of people.
Yeah, because no one knows.
You don't know. You don't know. You can make all the fun of it you want to. You don't know any better. So why would you take the time? Why would you extend that negative energy to someone who doesn't think the way you do, or you don't think the way he or she does? But that's what goes on now. So judgmental. The world is full of people who are so judgmental. Meanwhile, the plane is gone. Nobody has any idea what happened to the plane. And this is now, what, today is Thursday. It was last Saturday this thing took place, right?
Friday night.
Friday night. So the family members of the passengers are frustrated. Matter of fact, yesterday.
As they should be. In China, I guess, is getting kind of upset because it's mostly Chinese people that were on that,
yeah, right,
that flight, and they're very upset that there's no answers.
Well, there was a news conference earlier in the week, and members of the families of passengers threw water bottles at the officials from the airline. They demanded answers, and again, this is not a sophisticated place in the world. People that run these companies are not smart. They don't have any real sense of how to work with, especially the Western news media. You understand, and they are indignant about not having answers. That's another thing. I noticed that with people also in Africa, certain places in the world where there just is so much more authority. We get annoyed at our authoritative government here, but the authorities, everybody defers to the government pretty much everywhere else. You knew that, right? Pretty much. The rest of the world, especially the simplistic places in the world, they always defer to the government. So at this point, the government knows nothing. The government's not that good there anyway. And so,
and it shows how disorganized they are. This has been a pretty messy investigation.
Completely disorganized.
I mean, so many different things. Some people are seeing wreckage. Some people aren't. The plane's turned around. The plane didn't. The plane, it was terrorism. It wasn't. I mean, it's really kind of bizarre.
There's a report this morning. Malaysian police have searched the homes of the flight crew.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else said, no, that's not true. The police made a mistake. The transport minister says, no, they didn't have it. So it's this kind of thing that gives people no real, there's no real faith,
right, no
in the
confidence.
Information. No, none whatsoever. That's a good word, Jennifer. No confidence. Meanwhile, there is also, I think we were talking about this in the last hour, Kenny, a report that the plane's engines continue to send data after the rest of the plane stops sending data. I don't know that there's truth to this or not. I don't know if engines continue to send some, if there's some way that American Airlines connects with its plane's engines and collects data. Is that true? Whether that's, I used American as an example because I flew across country pretty much as usual when I fly. I use American. And I wondered, as I was talking to the guy next to me, who is a businessman from Thousand Oaks, we spent a good deal of the trip thinking about what most people who are on a plane think about. What happens if this happens to us? You don't think that's going through the minds of people who get on planes everywhere?
I know. I've got a big one plane trip coming up ahead of me, and I've already started thinking about it. You kind of do.
Yeah. I'm on a plane once a week, if not more. I've got a couple plane trips next week. If I get on the plane, am I going to get off the plane? And if I get off, where am I going to get off? Am I going to be in some rocket ship that's headed toward Planet X? And the people who make fun of that, I wouldn't be making fun of it if I were you, pal, as you don't know what the reality is. You don't. You just don't know. All right, anyway. So I think that works that over. The essence of what's going on in the Ukraine perhaps may be of interest to some of you. So let's dibble and dabble in that in a few moments here. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like a PV5-in-1 electric guitar pack for just $89. Or a 10-pack of drumsticks for just $9. Seriously, spot the Green Tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of Green Tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
I sleep in your bed.
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
This March, the folks at Buffalo Wild Wings making their championship run with their blue cheese and prime rib wrap and classic pepperoni pockets. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for the NCAA March Madness activities going on. What is the status of all that anyway, by the way? Michael, you probably know more about that, or Kenny, do you?
Yeah, then I'll announce the field this Sunday.
The field. What? Explain what the field is.
68 teams.
68 teams, so the finalists will include 68 different colleges, yes?
Yes.
That how it works? and then how much whittling down gets done each weekend. March Madness would have us assume that the playing would be over in March.
Yes? Actually, finals will be first Monday in April, I think.
Lies.
Yeah, it keeps going, right?
Yep.
No hockey, though, Jennifer.
Hockey you'll be coming up to.
Really? All right. There's Michael. We have the two guys other than Richie who are at the controls in our studio in Washington. Both are experts when it comes to this sort of thing. So why not throw it to the experts, right?
That's right.
This
and program, just for the record,
yes?
The Kings have won 8 games in a row.
The Kings, what do they do?
17. Hockey, Dougie, hockey.
Oh, that is what it is.
And it's tough skating around in all those robes.
Yeah, it is.
And the crowns.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, and it's tough in Los Angeles with the temperature being 80 degrees today.
It's more like walking hockey.
Yes. 888-302-3684. There was an explosion yesterday.
Yeah, that was crazy.
A couple of buildings in East Harlem. 3 people were killed. 60 people were hurt. The mayor, Mr. Blah Blasio, says the blast appeared to have been caused by a gas leak. Really, Mr. Blah Blasio. He's right on top of it. I'm glad.
He is. He was right out there, yeah, all excited with right. his little vest strapped on.
He is one of the... you talk about change. What's that song from Jimmy Buffett? Changes in attitude, changes in latitude, something like that. What's the lyric line of that song? Anybody remember? You know the song I'm talking about.
No, I
Michael,
don't.
Michael, find that song.
Ken will know.
What are you looking for?
The changes of...
changes in latitudes, changes in attitude.
Yeah. Is that whatever it
Nothing
is?
Nothing remains quite the same.
Nothing remains quite the same. Right, exactly. So that's Margaritaville. So Mr. Blah Blasio says that 9 people are unaccounted for. This is yesterday morning on Park Avenue and 116th Street. So this is not, it's pretty good real estate in town. One of the buildings housed a piano repair shop, and then there were apartments above it.
Doesn't Clinton have an office down there in Harlem?
Who?
Bill Clinton.
Yes, he does, as a matter of fact. Yes, he's down in that area. There was a church also that was blown up. Both of the buildings about 5 stories tall. 2 of the fatalities identified as a public safety officer at Hunter College. Let's see, actually, I think there were 2 of them there. So, not a great situation. What do you say about something like that?
Well, what you don't say is what the... I was watching... I don't even know what I was watching.
Blah Blasio.
I was watching the news. Yeah. And one of the reporters goes, wow, this is just reminiscent of 911.
What?
Yeah. How dumb is that? First of all, 911. Second of all, shut it.
Yeah. Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
It's just building more.
Dumb.
Really?
Exactly.
I better not turn the channel then.
Base thinking, yeah, that would be a good thing to do. All right, I promised we'd give you an update on Ukraine. NATO has deployed a couple of surveillance planes to monitor the situation there, 2 AWACS. I love those. AWACS. Let's see here. They were taking, one of them came from our base in Germany. Another one came from our base in Britain, flying over Poland and Romania. They will not use the airspace over Ukraine or Russia, because Russia said, you put the plane over our airspace, we'll shoot it down. Isn't that nice of them?
Mm-hmm.
What? Handy guys are so helpful. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Let's see. News of the surveillance and the Crimea region as they have their referendum this weekend, right? They're going to vote. They have 2 options, do it or don't do it.
Right. And Crimea's pretty gone, right? That's already back with Putin.
Well, no, I think that's where the... Isn't that the...
And the voting and Ukraine is trying to save themselves.
I think the voting is in Ukraine. I'm sorry, is in Crimea, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. On Sunday.
On Sunday, right. Okay, 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Jessica Mewes on American Idol last night, singing The Sound of Silence for the judges. See if you like it. Summers a few beats.
I know. My
arms
I trust them, though, because Ricky Miner's a darn good. I mean, he's got a darn good
guitar. Yeah. So then what's the problem here? What are we hearing?
I don't know. Something's just not quite right.
Yeah. There's more.
You know, there's just something missing with American Idol now.
Yeah. Well, I think
I watched
that
again for a little bit last night because I was up too late.
Did you?
Something. Yeah.
I can think of was looking at Ryan. I watched it a little while too last night. I think of Ryan and what we heard yesterday about his diet.
Oh, all he drinks is juice. Maybe he's hungry. Maybe that's what's wrong with Idol.
That could be it, right? Yeah, Ryan is hungry. Wants a good square meal.
Sometimes these celebrities worried about their weight and they're starving.
So silly, right? Exactly. All right. So it's 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Now our focus is on the late night programs and the monologues of Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers here on Good Day.
Get this. In Florida, the town of Hampton has been found to be so corrupt the state may dissolve it, basically ending the town's existence. Yes. Which, of course, begs the question, how bad a town do you have to be an embarrassment to Florida? That's my question. What are we talking about? Where you've got people in... People in Florida okay with everything else, but not Hampton.
This is a very big deal. Yesterday, California Senator Dianne Feinstein accused the CIA of spying on the Senate, but now the CIA is denying spying. Wait a sec. They're denying spying. I think it's time to rhyme this story. The CIA is denying spying, but some think they're prying. Now look, no one's crying, no one's dying. But if you're not complying, then you're implying that you're lying. I may be oversimplifying, but hey, I'm just trying. Back to me, Jimmy Fallon.
So a woman goes into a restaurant here in New York City, and she orders the salad, and she finds in the tossed salad the head of a lizard. I'm telling you, it's not a great restaurant. If you order a salad and you see a lizard tongue dart out to get a fly, not a great restaurant, no, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think so.
It was a simple mistake. She had ordered the head of lettuce salad. And and by mistake they brought out the head of lizard salad. Brought that one out. Yeah.
Dallas Phoebe broke the record for fastest finish in the Iditarod dog sled race, finishing the course nearly 2.5 minutes faster than the previous record. Yeah, Dallas Phoebe broke the record, said the dogs. Good job, Dallas.
I understand that. What am I missing there?
Not giving the credit to the dogs.
The yeah. Ones.
Yeah.
Oh, who actually win it? Oh.
Yeah.
Gee.
You would actually like that.
All right. I would like that. Hello, Doug. Wake up. Long night. Jay Leno was inducted into the Television Academy Hall of Fame the other day. He said, quote, finally a Hall of Fame that doesn't involve a drug test. he joked that when he heard the news, he said to himself, well, they don't give this stuff to just anybody. And at that moment, I looked up at the TV and I saw that Vladimir Putin had just been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. God love him. He's got to show up someplace. There's got to be something cooking with him. We can only hope, I suppose, right? Because the rest of the stuff's pretty blasé, actually, late at night. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Tory Clark. Coming right up, which party has the better strategy and argument for the 2014 election?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over 1 million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Who is in better position for these fall elections? Republicans running against Obamacare or Democrats running against the do-nothing Congress and for the slogan, give American workers a raise?
Do people want more government and more benefits in their lives? If so, then Democrats are probably going to do better. Is there a growing sense that, you know what, we need government out of our lives more? And yes, probably the biggest litmus test for that may be Obamacare.
You could have an anti-incumbent election rather than an anti-democratic election, although history would say that the Democrats are going to be hurt here. A lot of this is going to depend on the condition of the economy come September. That's about when it settles into people's minds. Are we actually going to be creating jobs? Are people going to have the feeling finally that we're moving in the right direction?
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum and Tory Clark.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What's new? At DougStephan.com. We'll go over that with you. A lot of news. Today's Thursday, by the way, the 13th of March. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. We will not have Jennifer's service for the entire week next week. Is that right?
That's right, Dougie.
What in the world are you going to do that's constructive and important?
I, a year ago,
yes,
put a low offer on a trip to Antigua, or Antigua, as some people
say. A low offer.
With my cousin, with my dad's cousin, Sharon.
Yeah.
And so we put an offer on this thing, thinking we would never get it, and we did.
What a horrible way to think. Why wouldn't you think?
Well, because we just put the first... Well, we didn't know if we were
going to
win.
Uri Geller would tell you to think, win!
We got it, and so the two of us are going to cash in our trip before it expires.
Really?
Yeah.
Win! You're never a loser when you're a mezuzah. Remember that, Jennifer.
Right.
Even though you don't. Put one up on your door. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler watching, monitoring. The story of the Malaysian airliner, and by the way, the latest there, the transport minister said search teams have investigated all those satellite photos that came from the Chinese satellites. Not anything came out of looking into that. That means they took the shots, and by the way, they're combing through, their volunteers are combing through, what, hundreds of thousands of these images?
Yeah, don't forget the story I told you yesterday. There was a website that launched with the thousands of satellite images.
Pictures, yeah.
And people could just go on there and help sift through them. Anybody, you, me, anybody.
Yeah.
And so the response was so great that the site actually crashed.
Yep. 43 ships, 40 aircraft today involved in the search. Military radar data sharing this information, according to the Malaysian transport minister, has been the front of the focus, because they admit there are a lot of things that they don't understand, and they're more like the United States. There's plenty of sophisticated equipment that can go through this, and we're always happy. We've got our ships around there. We're always happy to help out. So, Kenny, speaking of helping out, give us an overall, if you want to take apart some of the Malaysian airplane, information, some of the things people are sharing contact-wise, otherwise, 888-302-3684, another way for you to connect with us, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So what do you have there on this or other issues, Kenny?
Well, on the Malaysian plane, Jay says, it seems someone must know something that they're not telling us. We get a different story every day.
Hmm. Is that accurate? I think that's kind of, you know, we get different stories
that would
because
be
there's
if
not
it's,
any information.
That would be if it's a government cover-up.
Right.
Or if it's some sort of terrorism.
They're not smart enough to cover anything up in Malaysia. They are. People will figure it out. No, I'm not buying that. All right, next.
We also, on our Facebook page, posted an update about the farm. The Eastleigh Farm thanks those who rescued the cows, mm-hmm. and lots of people have been stopping by and taking a look. Janet says you must be having so many mixed emotions now.
Well, yesterday I had to put three more cows to sleep. So last night when I got on the plane, I got a phone call from the vet who was there. And I think I may have mentioned this on the air on Monday because I was on the farm on Saturday, and I was troubled by the shape of the three. We had lost five cows prior to that. The immediate impact of the crash, for those of you who don't remember or didn't know about this, if you go to DougStefan.com, I think we have some information there on it, but if you go to the farm site, which is Eastleigh, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleighFarm.com, it is my dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and on the 19th of March, the roof collapsed on one of the barns, the feed barn, and as a result of that, three cows were killed instantaneously. Another dozen were injured. 40 were under there, but because of the just outrageously good, strong action of people that we gave, thankfully, one of the reasons it's come back up on Facebook is because we had 14,000 hits over the weekend, Jennifer. I think even more than that. We've had 20, 30, 40,000. As we look at some of the things, I never would have thought we'd have this kind of impact from what had happened there. But people are so interested in the fate of the cows
and,
as well.
Yeah, the animals are a big deal.
Animals, right, they are a big deal. So
I did hear that the little calf that was born got a name.
Yes.
Coco, right?
Coco, yeah. I didn't know that until Amanda, my niece who runs the store, told me that yesterday. But I know she posted it on Facebook. The Facebook page for the farm is facebook.com/ Eastleigh Farm or I Support Eastleigh Farm. And, yeah, there's a picture of the calf there and the name.
Really cute, by the way.
And a lot of the pictures from the weekend where we acknowledge the firefighters, especially who were there, who without their help, more cows would have died. But the three, when I looked at them during the event on Saturday, and I talked to not only my people on the farm, but a couple of vets and folks. There was one man who I got a text from yesterday after I decided that we had to put these three cows to sleep, who was so upset. His name is Don, and he's been there with his wife just giving their 12 hours a day. These are just people volunteering to try to save the cows. And he was so apologetic, and I said, my God, we're honored to have you there. Imagine somebody giving that much time to save animals they didn't know anything about prior to the event.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing that makes me thankful and focused and determined to keep the farm going. At any rate, so I had to decide yesterday. The vet called me while I was sitting on the plane ready to take off and said this isn't going to work. And I'm the last guy who says pull the plug on this, especially my favorite cow. After Peaches, who was the grand dame of the herd, died last February, I always have liked this cow because I saved her. I think I told the story in the air last week. The cow's name was Diamond. And about 14, maybe 15 years ago, as the herd expanded and I just started to milk again, I went to a farm and picked up, because I have mostly Jerseys and Guernseys, brown cows, brown milk. And there was a calf on the floor, and I said to the guy who owned the farm, because it didn't look like it wasn't a Jersey and it wasn't a Guernsey. And I said, what's the story with that calf? He says, well, I'm sending her to the slaughterhouse for veal. And I looked at this calf's face, and she had a diamond on her forehead. 2 days old. I said, no, I'll take her. So I threw her in the back seat of my pickup truck, and I brought her home.
You and your cows in the back
seat. And for that 14, 15 years, she has been one of my favorites. Great story. She's a big cow, and she turned out to be the top milker. Well, I had to put her to sleep yesterday.
Oh.
And that was not an event that I was eager to say yes to, because I thought she was actually showing the first week I was there after the event, she seemed to be showing a lot of strength. But what happens when they don't, she couldn't get up. None of the three that died yesterday could get up on their own. So we've spent every day. There was one guy whose job was dedicated to just lifting the cows up, trying to put them on. And if you look at the pictures that are on the farm website, you'll see the picture of one cow being lifted out of the... So if you wonder how that is done, this picture shows how we do that. You put straps underneath the cow, and you use a loader or some device like that, a lull, to pick the cow up and move it around. And then you set her back down on the ground just so her feet are touching the ground. And then you leave her there for 10, 15 minutes, and then you drop it down a little bit more so the feet and the body weight of the cow is a little bit more on the ground, and they get used to then getting their legs back again.
Right.
But because one of them slipped on the ice and broke her hip, another one broke her leg trying to get up, and they have no feeling. So that's what the vet determined yesterday. None of the three cows that we put down had any nerve feeling left from their hindquarters down. He tested them any number of ways, and there's just no feeling left. Yeah. So they wouldn't be able to feel, therefore they wouldn't be able to get up, and therefore there's no hope for them. So we put them to sleep. But it's not something that I do. People who are farmers who are listening to this program say, what do you mean you put them to sleep? Why don't you send them to the slaughterhouse? I don't send my cows to the slaughterhouse.
Right.
Cows are not...
pets, right?
They're
family.
Beings. They're family, yeah. They are beings who contribute as you... That would be like me saying to Jennifer, okay, show's over, you're going to the slaughterhouse.
Believe that more than your cows.
Right. Well, but you were just saying, this is the eighth year of us working together.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the end of 10 years... Jennifer's value is gone, so instead of retiring her or sending her
out to pasture,
sending the cows out to pasture is...
You'll send me to the Don Imus show.
Yeah, right. And you really know you're going out to pasture.
Yeah,
that's
where
Roberta
cows go to
came
retire.
From 20 minutes. 19 years ago, Roberta came from the Imus show. At any rate, it's the follow-up on the story. So thank you, Kenny, for reminding me of that. Okay, what other comments do you want to make sure? And I didn't mean to take that long, but because it was an important day and because people are keeping up, thousands of you have kept up with it, and many of you have sent donations to keep the farm running, and that's most appreciated. But just following the story is kind of neat. And I think we have a link to the farm at DougStefan.com as well. So all of that you can use. All right, so Ken, what do we have that's we haven't mentioned so far?
Mega Millions, $350 million tomorrow.
Really? You believe in Rich McFadden on our staff says it's a waste of time to buy tickets when the number gets so high.
How come you don't get on him? Win, 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 win. That's what I'm going to think all the way through tomorrow.
Right. As everybody says, win, win, win. Yes. All right.
I think part of the reason the Rich says that is because he wants to be anonymous.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
when
he wins. When this gets up to $350 million, everybody's going to be looking to see who wins.
Yeah.
But if it was just...
You know how we'll be able to tell? If he starts buying cars and guitars, we're
going
to know.
Yes.
Right. He's got a great picture he sent me yesterday, the car that I had originally, a 68 red Camaro convertible that was dispatched to him a number of years ago that he's fixed up. He did a wonderful job. We ought to post that. If he has, Kenny, did he post that anywhere? If he hasn't posted it, it ought to be posted. I think it may be on his Facebook page. What a great job he's done with that car. 16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Listen up, folks. You've heard a lot of talk about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost the nitric oxide levels. I was looking at Men's Health yesterday, last night on the plane, and I was looking at all the ads there are for products that have nitric oxide in them. Some of them acknowledge that it's nitric oxide that you're getting. Others, they mask it sort of. One of the products is, I think it's called NO2 Super or something like that. And nowhere in the ad did I see any mention of nitric oxide, but that's the new thing. That's what boosts and improves your cardiovascular health. It boosts the blood flow so your muscles get more, so your brain gets more blood, so your heart gets more blood, and it will, as it opens up your cardiovascular system, make sure that your blood pressure level stays where it's supposed to be. And that's, if you're in your 40s, that's the ideal time to get on this product. So here's what you do to get it, 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. Get a free bottle and faster results than you've ever thought possible mention Doug Steffen, and you get a free bottle of the brand-new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. Call today, 800-577-8560. Boost the health and well-being of your body now and for the future with Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Paid for by Stan Zorin Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome3.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome3.com and check out the story. It's totally free, and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome3.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy, learn more at GutsyProducts.com. What a name for a product, huh?
It's cool. I mean, you remember it. Gutsy Chewy. Come on.
Well, exactly. And I've taken it couple of times. I've had that acid indigestion thing, which has bothered me since I got so sick about a month ago. Mm-hmm. This stuff, that's when I became aware of this stuff. It's very good stuff. Gutsy Chewies. So the town of Hampton, Florida, made quick reference to this yesterday, also known as the speed trap, could completely disappear. That's why I knew about it, and I wanted to tell the story yesterday, and then I didn't have time. This is a town that has a population of 447 people, found in violation of 31 laws on the state and federal level, some of them pretty major. The town operates a profitable speed trap, which has collected $1 million, but nobody knows where the money is. Very cool, huh? You like that?
Love it.
Hampton police work in luxury, new patrol cars, one officer to every 25 people.
That's great.
How do you like that?
Someone's always going to catch you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With odds like that.
Yeah, all right. So that's hopefully the end of Hampton, Florida.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Now, 53 after the hour, the Tech Talk segment, Tech Talk time here on Good Day, starting with Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk with you today about an iPhone case that can help you keep track of your health. This ought to be very cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what people need. We'll talk about that with Dr. Ken as well later on. Anyway, you want to know about how to keep better track of your health? Listen to Shelley Palmer in just a minute here on Good Day.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool.
Oh.
And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... ...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, there are dozens of different wearable computers that make sure you're eating right, sleeping right, and getting the exercise you need. But there's only one that makes sure you're getting the right amount of sunlight every day. Sunsprite, a new gadget currently seeking funding on Indiegogo, is solar-powered and Bluetooth-enabled and records your daily sunlight exposure for easy tracking. Designed for people who suffer from seasonal affective disorder or depression, Sunsprite aims to help you get outside more and soak up more rays. The Harvard Research who designed the device says it can lead to improvements in mood and sleep after just 3 or 4 days and significant changes in overall health after about 3 weeks. If you want technology to improve your life in every way it can, or if you just want to quantify anything and everything, a $100 contribution to its Indiegogo campaign will secure you a device and help set you on your way to sunnier days ahead. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like a PV5-in-1 electric guitar pack for just $89. Or a 10-pack of drumsticks for just $9. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Developing new medicines is a complex process that relies on volunteer participation to evaluate potential therapies. Brian Osich is here. He finds out how two national organizations are collaborating to help researchers find better ways to fight disease by increasing diversity in those clinical trials.
Research has shown biological differences can influence how people process medicines. That's why National Minority Quality Forum President and CEO Gary Puckrin says the process used to test potential new treatments should accurately account for the patient populations that will eventually take them.
Ethnically and racially diverse groups are underrepresented in clinical trials. Increasing diversity in research can help find better ways to treat diseases that disproportionately impact certain populations.
To help raise awareness, the National Minority Quality Forum and the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America recently teamed up to launch the I'm In campaign.
Participation in a clinical trial benefits the patient by often providing access to the latest potential treatment options and helps advance scientific knowledge that may result in future medical innovations. The goal of I'm In is to encourage individuals, particularly underrepresented populations, to learn more about clinical trials.
For more, log on to joinimin.org. That's Newsbreak from I'm In.
About 2,000 high school seniors apply. 300 become semifinalists, but only 40 make it to the big stage. Here's more on America's oldest and most prestigious high school competition, the Intel Science Talent Search.
17-year-old budding scientist Eric Chen took top honors and a $100,000 award after competing alongside 39 other high school seniors at this year's Intel Science Talent Search in Washington, D.C. The San Diego native identified new drug candidates for the treatment of influenza, which could protect vulnerable populations against a flu pandemic. Chen says the honor was quite a surprise.
I really had no idea that I would get this honor, and I'm very, very happy.
Mike Bell, vice president for Intel's new devices group, points out how these teens aren't just great scientists, but they're poised to be the future leaders of U.S. innovation.
Because every day at Intel, we're innovating, we're creating, we're trying to figure out new things. The pace of innovation is getting faster and faster and faster, and it's important that we stay on top of that.
Bell says he hopes the winners will inspire more young people to get involved in science, technology, engineering, and math, and pursue careers in these important fields. For more on the Intel Science Talent Search, log on to intel.com/education. That's Newsbreak from Intel.
All right, 49.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.